Audio Kitchen.
You won't believe the static.
The Audio Kitchen. The Audio Kitchen.
Yes, it's running. You can't hear it. Well, you can't hear it go round when you're recording. But when you're rewinding or something, you can.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, now we shut it off.
Tell it like it is, Professor.
When they begin the beginning, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back the memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and there on a shore an orchestra's playing, and even the palms seem to be swaying. When they begin the beginning, to live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever, promising never, never to part. What moment divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know all too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. Then we'll suddenly know what heaven we're in, when they begin the beginning. Oh yes, let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was there before return above you, till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. Then we'll suddenly know what heaven we're in, when they begin the beginning. When they begin the beginning.
Hey, the professor here.
How you doing? That damn audio kitchen on the air again. Damn it. Well, what are you going to do? Going to have to live with it, or are you going to have to change the station? Why don't you live with it? Come on. And until the show's over, you're going to be subjected to the very worst, or the very best, I'm sorry, in found sound and amateur audio. Today, here in the audio kitchen, it's another round of potluck. Random sounds. Anything that I want to play, I'm going to play. It's up to me. So let's begin. Actually, we already did begin. We began with Begin the Begin. Can't believe I said that. And I have to make a confession. I actually recorded that. I am the amateur recorder of that piece. It's not me singing, okay? It's not me singing. For a short time, I had a career as a wedding DJ. That's right. I was a wedding DJ. Not an easy job, by the way. Nonetheless, when that fella, I believe he was a skinny guy, was singing that for the bride. Maybe it was her brother, maybe a cousin. Who knows? Anyway, that winsome singing just captured my imagination, and I quickly switched some wires around and hit record, and, well, you heard the product. A couple weeks back, I featured audio all related to Jesus. Well, here's some items that are kind of from the cutting room floor from that episode. They're really more about the Bible than they are about Jesus. Remember those kids? If you heard the show. If you didn't hear the show, you couldn't remember them. But I played some kids who were doing a rap number, like a Christian rap number with the human beatbox sounds, etc., etc. Well, that's from an audio letter that was going to a woman named Christine. And this is another segment from that same audio letter. Here the microphone has been given to a fella named Adam. Adam, kind of a spastic, fidgety kind of kid. Probably, I would guess, 19, something like that. I can imagine a backward baseball cap and a little acne, maybe a cross around his neck. He's been given the microphone here during this audio letter session, and he doesn't know what to say. Like a lot of people when they're making an audio letter, they're kind of caught without knowing what to say. So the girl, who's there in the dorm room with him, she throws him a book for him to read out of, to give him something to say during the audio letter. And what's the book? Well, the Holy Bible. The book, right? So instead of going towards, like, Psalms or something, towards some famous quotations or poetry or wisdom, he goes right for the boy stuff. The destruction and the blood and the gore. It's there. It's not hard to find.
So anyway, well, talk to me. I mean, come on. Hey, what's doing? Hey, you know? Yeah, so I'm pretty stupid talking on a tape recorder. So anyway, I'm just rambling on here because I really have nothing to say, and this is quite weird for me because I've never really talked this much, as you may know. Well, golly. I mean, you know, it's... It's not every day I do this, so you have to give me a chance here. So,
I could give you a book to read out of.
Yeah, give me a book. Now I'm going to read from the Bible.
I can read from the Hard Rock Cafe specialty drinks menu.
Let's see. Alright, you ever do that? You ever, like, just open to a page and just read one word and open to another and see another word and open to another and you hear another word until it makes a sentence and then you do what it says? It's like you open and it says, kill yourself quickly. I mean, it's something like that, you know? It's just like...
Michael
know,
does it. Michael just opens up any page and he thinks that the Lord guides him to the page he's supposed to open to. So he opens up any page and starts reading it and then starts trying to relate it to his life. So one day he opened up to mass destruction of some town and he went crazy because he thought it had some deep significance.
Yeah, like he was probably gonna like kill someone or something. It's like, here, like, Lord had destroyed before the Israelites. I mean, like, that's pretty awesome. You know what's pretty gory? Judges. Let me find something in Judges. There's Judges.
No, not that! Please!
Mass destruction. Where was it? No, there's just something really cool. Let's see. Where is that? Samson is born. That's cool. Samson was cool. Where was
we
that?
We like any strong man.
He's a brute. Gideon. Here's Gideon's death. Holy cow. He had 70 sons of his own, for he had many wives. That's pretty drastic. Holy cow, man. There was something really cool about, someone killed a king or something, and the king was fat, and he stabbed him so hard that the hilt of the knife went into him, and his fat consumed the handle of the knife, and his entrails came oozing forth. I don't know, something like that. It was pretty
we
cool.
Memorized it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was great. You know, Michael, what is that? Micah's idols.
I don't. I think Eric's supposed to be here in either half an hour or an hour and a half. I don't know because my clock is a couple hours ahead and I don't know exactly what time it is anymore.
Oh, cool. Check this out. Look at this. Then Samson said, with a donkey's jawbone I have made donkeys of them. With a donkey's jawbone I have killed 1,000 men. And that is like so cool. It's like you like rip the donkey's jawbone out and you like killed 1,000 people with it. I mean, come on, that's like totally awesome. The death of Samson. Uh-oh.
Oh, I watched Wimbledon today.
Holy cow. I mean, this guy Samson was strong. I mean, you don't understand the meaning of the
almost
word strong.
Almost
strong as Wade is. Well, yeah. I think he's even a little bit more. I mean, listen to this, he goes, then Samson prayed to the Lord, O Sovereign Lord, remember me, O God, please strengthen me just once more, let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines, for my two eyes, because like, I guess they plucked his eyes out or something, I don't know.
Didn't he go blind after they cut his hair?
Oh, yeah, that's it, I don't know, I haven't read that part, because, you know.
Sorry,
he goes, then Samson reached toward the two central pillars on which the temple stood, bracing himself against them, his right hand on one and on the his right hand on the one and his left hand on the other. Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it, thus killed many more when he died than when he lived. Think about that, man. This guy, with his bare hands, destroyed a temple. I mean, we're talking just like going up between the pillars and go... I mean,
now, Wade might be able to do that, but who'd say he never want to try?
Yeah, right? I mean, you know, who would believe me, you know? It's like,
didn't work. He looked pretty stupid, too.
Yeah, I looked pretty dumb. But I can't find all the good stuff. Where did all it go?
See, it's an interesting person who can read the Bible and thinks the only good stuff is the part where people die.
That's not true. Not really.
That is the implication.
Nah. But I mean, it just goes to show you, it's like the Bible isn't just, you know, old boring glory and, you know, it's like hallelujah and stuff. I mean, they get down to the blood and guts of it there, man. I mean, it's like, come on. It's like blow away Rambo and Rocky and Commando and all that. Oh, cool! Try God.
Here's some more Christian fun. This is care of Georgia Todd again from the Georgia Todd cassette collection. And this documents a day, or at least a dinner, in the life of a college Christian man, boy man. This time, I believe it's the late 70s. That last tape we heard, I would guess mid-90s, maybe early 90s, from New York area. This is from Cincinnati, this particular selection. And this fella, he's eating. That's what you're going to hear, is a lot of eating. You might want to grab some napkins, because you might get a little splatter. I believe he's just recently graduated from college. Kind of a geeky guy, again, plays Stratego and Christian trivia games. He's looking for a fast food job before he gets his computer job. And mostly here, you're just going to hear a lot of eating. A lot of eating. And he's eating spaghetti. And one thing you'll notice about his spaghetti eating is that instead of twirling the spaghetti noodles on the fork, he cuts them. He cuts every, you can hear him, cut every noodle.
Well, I'm back again. I'm just sitting here with my spaghetti dinner in front of me. It's pretty good. When I came back from Atlanta with my mother, I mean, from visiting my mother, she gave me some food, like some real basic stuff to bring back with me that she got at the wholesale supermarket down in Atlanta. I brought back some spaghetti and some sauce and, you know, some generic stuff, couple boxes of cereal and some Cheez-Its, of course. And so we're having some of that stuff tonight. Came out pretty good. We just got finished playing a game that my roommate Bob got called The Book Game. And what it is, it's a game that's kind of like Trivial Pursuit, except it's got Bible-related questions instead of, general trivia questions. So that was pretty good. It was pretty interesting. It kind of challenges how much we didn't know. I also played a couple games of Stratego with my roommate John, and I lucked out in both games. I ended up winning, but it wasn't, like I blew him away or anything, but I got pretty lucky. Sorry to eat and talk, but I'm going to be leaving in about a half hour. I'm going out tonight to do some singing and some reading from the Bible with some friends of mine from church. So I just want to stop up here and talk to you a little more before I left. I'm going to have to cut off the tape before a half hour because I got to get ready and all that. But I went down today to Kroger's and McDonald's. I'm starting to hit like the fast food restaurants and stuff, and putting in applications for jobs just to find a job while I'm looking for a computer programming job. So I'm hoping to find something soon, because we've got 3 out of 5 people who live here are unemployed, so our financial situation is beginning to get a little tight. Not much else going on down here right now. All the students are starting their classes, so I don't have a lot of homework right now. I had lunch yesterday with Robin, a friend of mine from church. We had a good time. It wasn't a date or anything, but we just went out and you know, I asked her how her vacation was and so on and so forth. About a year ago, we were dating. Kind of steady. But we decided that, you know, neither of us was really ready or right for each other. So we're just friends now. But, you know, I still take her out every once in a while or, you know, have lunch with her or something. So it's not like, you know, we hate each other's guts or anything, but we're still pretty good friends. If you're wondering what these pauses are between talks, it's when I'm stuffing my face with spaghetti. But, I enjoy the city of Cincinnati. It's a good city. There's a surprisingly large amount of stuff to do here. It's like if you take like one of these real big cities and kind of just shrink it down in size, but not take away anything from it. That's what Cincinnati is. So it's kind of unique. Usually as these cities get smaller, you know, there's less and less to do. But Cincinnati's real good. And that's like a small version of a big city. There's a place called the Old Spaghetti Warehouse down here. And this building is basically a warehouse on the outside. But on the inside, it's got like these wood floors and, you know, spiral staircases and, you know, carved wood handrails and stuff like that. You know, real nice looking. They did a good job with it. They got also the Museum of Natural History. And inside this building, there's this thing that's like a cave, and it's like you're walking through a cave. And they have all these little display windows in the wall, and they have waterfalls and stuff in the middle of it. And you're inside a building, and it's this one thing. It's like walking through a cave, and it's real long. You go upstairs and downstairs and around, and you know, you totally lose your sense of direction going through this thing. You know, it's all like cave-like walls and all these displays and all these different animals that live there and everything. Then you walk out the door and it's like 20 feet away from the door you came in. And so that's unique. They got a couple other displays. They also have this planetarium. And what this is a dome building, okay, with all these seats that like form a ring around. The building's like a half of a sphere that's cut off, and you're sitting like at the bottom. And they have this camera that's sitting like in the middle. It's suspended from the ground. Okay, and it shows basically a view of the heavens on the inside of this dome that you're sitting in. So you can see, you know, it's like lying on your back on the ground and looking up and seeing the sky. And you have like 180-degree span. And they have real good, they'll explain some things like last Christmas they had a thing on theories of what the star that the wise men saw, you know, when they were trying to, that led them to Jesus. And they had some like theories, it might have been Nova, or it might have been these two, like Venus and this other planet, like aligned up, and so it was shining real bright or what. You know, they didn't say specifically what it was, but they showed all these theories, and, you know, they showed us, you know, how in astronomy it would work out and all that. So that was pretty fun. So Cincinnati, it's got a lot of, you know, interesting places like this all over the place. The zoo here is the second largest zoo other than San Diego Zoo, and so, you know, I've been to that twice in 2 years, and that's always been fun. But I'm going to let you go now. I'll be back in a couple seconds. Well, on the tape. You know, it'll probably be like tomorrow or whatever. But, you know, take care of yourself, okay? See you.
You are listening to The Audio Kitchen, found sound in amateur recordings. And I'm the professor. And this week, it's potluck, anything goes. So how about some music? I think it's time for some music now. We've heard a lot of talking. Let's hear some music. We'll start off with something else from Georgia Todd. This is a guy named Jamie Gray. A kitchen utensil percussionist, Mr. Gray is. And here he's playing along with Del Wood. Del Wood is a pianist, a ragtime pianist. Don't know the name of the song, but it's raggy. It's a raggy song. That'll be followed up by an ode to poultry, or at least poultry pieces.
That music was played by Dale Wood, piano, and Gray by the drum.
Give me a stinking chicken wing right now. Give me a stinking chicken wing. Stinking chicken wing from Burger King. All I wanted was a chicken wing. I could give you all the chicken in the world. But you would never know how much it means to me, girl. Give you whatever stinking chicken you needed. But you know a stinking chicken will always be here. Chicken stinking wing, stinking chicken wing, stinking chicken wing, stinking chicken wing. I could give you all the chicken in the world, but you never know how much it meant to you. Oh girl, chicken wing, Burger King, chicken wing, Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's, Carl's Jr., Jack in the Box, Jumbo Jack and Whopper, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. Chicken wing, this is from your Burger King. The FBI would see you fly with your chicken sticking wing. My chicken sticking wing, my chicken sticking wing. Yeah, my stinking chicken wing, baby. How does your chicken wing feel? Yeah, my stinking chicken wing. Stinking chicken wing. I want a steak and chicken wing. Chicken, oh yeah, tender, crispy, crispers, oh yeah. So yummy and spicy. I want a nugget, chicken nugget. This tender spiciness, oh, it soothes the soul. Chicken wing, chicken wing, chicken wing. All I wanted was a stinking chicken wing. Come on now, say chicken stinking wing, chicken stinking wing, stinking chicken wing. I want a stinking chicken wing. Just give me a stinking chicken wing. Ah, yeah.
If you're a regular listener to this program, you know I play a lot of answering machine tapes, you know, cassettes or micro cassettes grabbed out of answer machines at thrift stores and junk shops and so forth. And almost always they are the incoming messages that I play, the people calling. And sometimes there's an outgoing message at the beginning, and I play that as well. Sometimes there's two tapes with incoming and outgoing, two separate tapes. But this time, I'm going to just play you a series of different outgoing messages, just for fun. It's potluck, right? Let's start with this short one. This is the ultimate anonymous outgoing message. I mean, I guess the telephone lives there.
Hi, and thanks for calling. The telephone can't be answered right now. Leave your name, your number, and a brief message after the tone, and you'll get a call right back.
And then there's this guy, kind of a real cut-up here. He's channeling the personality of his answering machine, the XK3000.
Hello, this is XK3000. My owner is not available at the moment, but if you would leave a message, I will have him get back to you as soon as possible. You will hear a buzzing sound, then a beep tone. Please leave your message after the beep tone, and thank you for talking to a lonely machine.
Here's some before and after outgoing messages. This one here is recorded by Lou. And here he is on a good day, and the world's a party.
Hey, this is Lou. I'm down at the Bollweave Monument just having a fun time, having a party down there with a bug. But please leave your name and number at the beep so I can call you up so I don't lose your number.
And here's what happens when Lou has a bad day and the answering machine is on the fritz. There's not even any background music.
These machines are stupid. A lot of times they don't work properly. This one hasn't been working properly. So maybe you might be able to leave a message, because I'm sure having trouble leaving one on it. Thank you. Bye.
And here's a young lady, again with background music, and it sounds like she's working on a career in radio, maybe, like an urban FM station. And here's the first take.
Hello. Unable to answer the phone right now, but if you'd like to leave your name, a number, and a message, we'd be glad to return your call as soon as we can. Thank you.
And here's take two. A little more professional. Maybe she got some pointers.
Hi. You've reached 338-2068. I'm sorry, I can't speak with you right now, but if you will, at the sound of the tone, please leave your name and your number, and I'll get right back with you. Thanks a lot.
And now let's hear a few by some young party people. I'd like to think of these as outgoing messages from somebody's first apartment. And here's some party dudes. And why do I keep thinking of Spuds McKenzie?
Thank you for calling Big W's place. I'm not in at the moment. I'm probably in a beer run. So at the second beat, give me a clue as to who you are. and what time you're calling, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
And these girls have worked out a little routine for themselves. Maybe they're cheerleaders.
Hello.
How are you?
How do you do?
We're not around
to talk to you.
This is our apartment.
You got our machine.
Patty,
Sue,
Amy,
and Nadine.
So leave a message.
At the tone, we'll call you back when we get home.
Nice production, right? And this next guy, Rick, his Bogart impression could use a little work.
Hello, sweetheart. What took you so long?
Rick, I didn't know how to get in touch with you.
That's easy. You leave a message on my recorder.
But I didn't know when.
At the sound of the second beep, sweetheart.
And this next one is probably the most ridiculous one of the bunch. This woman sounds so phony. Oh, man.
Hi, you have reached Shane's home. Sorry I'm not here to answer your call, but if you please leave your name, number, and the time, I'll be glad to get back to you. Thanks for calling. Have a nice day. Ciao.
And here's another ciao answering machine message. A little more spirit, though. A little more real.
Hi, you've reached Harris. Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you. Ciao. Wow. Bye.
Dude, we have to play that back. That was actually a good one, I think. Like, unintentional good one. Oh,
and what was that sound? Let's hear that again.
Ciao. Wow. Bye.
Yeah, that sound right there. What was that? Was that a person or... I don't know. And to end this parade of outgoing messages, I have one here from Shaggy Rex Junk Emporium, otherwise known as The Thing in Brooklyn, where I've gotten a lot of tapes that you've heard on this program. And Shaggy, otherwise known as Larry, is on this tape along with Anthony. And Anthony is leaving an outgoing message. And he thinks he's left the message, but something isn't right. And they're both watching the machine, trying to figure out what's going on. And you hear all the Brooklyn junk store background there, the street and the music, or whatever. And some of my favorite words that are ever uttered on tapes, you know, when somebody says, "Is it recording?" No, it's never recording.
Hi, you've reached The Thing. No one's available to take your call. Please leave your number, and we'll get back to you. Thank you.
So that's it for the outgoing messages. I could use some incoming recordings. Would you like to send me a recording? Would you like to do that? Here's the address. It's The Audio Kitchen, care of WFMU, P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. You have to do that once a show. Never know. Maybe you'll finally send me that cassette. Maybe you'll finally get around to it. And as always, I can be contacted at my email address, which is prof@wfmu.org. Also, a couple weeks ago, I was mentioning a request program, having an all-request show here in a few weeks. And boy, did I get the responses. You know how many I got? One. One request. That's what I got, okay? Anyway, I would like to do a request program. And the way I would like to do it, as I said, was I would like for you to tell me why you like a particular piece of sound that I played on this show. From the whole history of this show, any particular piece of audio that you liked or hated, if you can tell me why you would like to hear it again, I will consider playing it. But of course, if I only get, you know, two or three more requests, I won't do a request show. Remember those crazy kids I played a couple times here on the show who were doing comedy routines atop a tape called Dallas 72? They keep interrupting these psychiatry lecturers. They keep doing that. And last time I played them on the Kitty Casting show, they had this whole shtick going with Jack the Ripper sequels. They were doing advertisements for Jack the Ripper, and we got all the way up to part 16. Well, there's more. And let's hear the rest of them, all the way up to Jack the Ripper, Part 31, the whole thing. And I believe two of the parts, perhaps 23 and 24, actually feature a naked lady, stripped nude.
Liquid intake. Since lithium toxicity is potentiated when sodium
is...
and can occur at doses close to therapeutic levels, facilities for prompt and accurate serum lithium determinations should be available before initiating therapy.
And right after you see Jack the Ripper Part 19, Jack the Ripper Part 19, coming to a theater near you.
What happened to 17 and 18, you know? If you're going to do it, do it in order, huh? I mean, you're really screwing the whole thing up, okay?
Jack the Ripper Part 20.
Sure, for other warnings, precautions, and adverse reaction.
Like seeing Jack the Ripper Part 21. Jack the Ripper Part 21 coming to a theater near you.
System. All are available through your SK&F representative or by writing to...
Jack the Ripper Part 22. Write to Jack the Ripper Part 22. 111. Murder Street, Bloody Street, Kansas, 11Kill32, and see the movie soon.
Between resentment and suspicion, and violence for social control.
What a woman she sounds like. If you want to see her perform, see Jack the Ripper Parts 23 and 24, showing at a double feature. In theaters near you.
Only among white men.
No, lady. Anybody can come to see Jack the Ripper Part 23 and 24. Come. It's coming to a theater near you.
Maybe if you're black.
With a special feature of Jack the Ripper Part 25. Sneak previews.
Ben, that the more resentful and suspicious the individual,
the more likely he is to see Jack.
likely that an individual who is has a total absence of meticulousness.
Hey, Joe! Have you seen my meticulous list? I have an absence of it!
No, I have not lost my meticulous list out. See, I'm not meticulous. I lost my meticulous list out. Did you really see that meticulous? I lost my meticulous.
You did?
Yeah, I lost my meticulous list.
You know, you lost your ring.
Which indicates that this speculation may be correct.
That you would want to go see Jack the Ripper Part 27. We all lost our meticulouses.
Widespread acceptance in this country.
And if you accept the Jack the Ripper series, come see Jack the Ripper Part 28.
Oh, come on, man!
Starring the woman that's talking.
But on the other hand...
use of violence as a means of producing social change...
Don't tell me another Jack the Ripper.
29.
Ding dong.
Near you.
Without the woman who was talking.
Without the woman who was talking. For we just killed her.
I didn't like her body anyway. Woo, woo. She looked like a frog. Yeah. Woo. Oh, excuse me.
Change among black.
Like you. By the way, that's the sister of the woman that was talking, the twin sister, and she'll be starring in Jack the Ripper Part 30. Jack the Ripper Part 30 is going to be the last of the series.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo!
Yeah! Cat! Wait! I have one thing to say before I die!
What is it?
I hated the movies!
Well, I guess that means this is going to be Jack the Ripper Part 31. Jack the Ripper Part 31.
Oh, damn!
Coming to a theater near you.
Remember Shalimar? Perky, 80s, black pop. Fun-loving, kind of like late disco music, Shalimar. With this particular selection, and again, it's from Georgia Todd, a lot of Georgia Todd coming down the pipe here. And this is a sing-along. Actually, I think they're singing along with the radio. It's really more of a performance. A spontaneous eruption of fun, I would call this. And this music is from... back in the day, you know, back in the day, you've heard that expression? Before a song was a joint, you know, back when a song was a jam.
I can't with the wind to move back and down second time.
Good to you.
First time.
Talking about the second time.
I'd like to end the show with a piece of tape I've been sitting on for a long time. Like, maybe, I don't know, I'm trying to think of how long I've had this tape. Maybe 15, 16 years? I think this originally came from R. Stevie Moore. And it's from a bar mitzvah, a New Jersey bar mitzvah, in the early 80s, I think. And this is a bunch of sugar-crazed adolescent boys singing along with a Bruce Springsteen song. You know, the DJ at the bar mitzvah is handed them the microphone, and this is what you get. Lots of audio air guitar. But this song, especially, that I'm about to play, is so full of Springsteen-esque purple prose. And to hear these kids, these just about pubescent boys, talking about strapping their legs around velvet engines or whatever the hell it is, it just cracks me up.
Suicide rap, we gotta get out while we're young. Cause tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Wendy, let me in, I wanna be your friend. I wanna guard your dreams and vision. Just wrap your legs around these velvet. Slap your hands, cross my engines. Together we could break this trap. We'll
With this thought.
What? That's it? The show's over? Oh, man. That's it. Okay. I gotta go. I gotta get out of here. They're making me leave. The Audio Kitchen is leaving the air. But first of all, I would like to thank you for listening. That's right. I'm thanking you. And invite you to come around here next week when I'll be featuring a show on home computing and computers. Those oblong boxes that get the little keyboard next to, those things. Next week we'll be talking about computers right here with me, the professor. Until then, have fun, enjoy your life, and come back around and hear me sometime, okay? If you got a chance, I appreciate it.